basketball coach facing child pornography charges. Court documents showing Kyle Cummins, who coached basketball and taught social studies at Mesa Mountain View High School, downloaded child porn using a peer-to-peer network. He's on administrative leave. Holiday weekend around the corner. Rangers of the Grand Canyon urging caution around wildlife, noting several dangerous recent encounters.
The elk was looking for a snack, and the visitor was trying to shoo an animal away, and they had a physical interaction between the elk and the visitor that resulted in some injury.
Kirby Lynchilowski with the Park Service. Police in Phoenix still searching for a suspect who shot and wounded a man in a wheelchair Wednesday. Sergeant Vince Lewis says the suspect took off, the victim in his 50s, hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Diamondbacks fall again. They lose 8-2 to the Brewers at Chase Field. They go on a road trip now and face the Mets in New York tomorrow. Upper 90s in the desert, low 70s today in the high country. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, the heat wave continues in Metro Phoenix today. Sunny, breezy, 96 today. Clear, warm, and windy tonight, low 65. Sunny, not quite as hot Friday, but still up there, 93 in expected high, 67 Friday night. I'm Alvin Washington from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, 88 degrees. Our next news will be in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, it's a real estate show featuring the Elton Brothers right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Circle K's Polar Pop Cup lets you do you. Choose your Polar Pop Cup favorite flavor or create your own custom masterpiece. Large foam Polar Pop Cup, only 69 cents, only at Circle K.
To prevent muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam is clinically proven to relieve leg and foot cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select Walgreens, CVS, and Rite Aid pharmacies, or TheraWorksRelief.com. Ask your pharmacist for TheraWorks Relief.
You're out for a jog, getting in the zone when...
Ew! Oh, it smells like rotten eggs.
Meanwhile, dirt is swirling in the air, and you hear a hissing noise.
Dude, it's a snake!
No, dude. A hissing sound, swirling dirt, or rotten egg odor can mean there's a natural gas leak. Natural gas lines can be buried anywhere. If you suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Oh, thanks, deep-voiced narrator.
You're welcome, young person.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Live from downtown Phoenix, Arizona, the heart of America's sunniest city, it's the return of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers. Ready for your calls right now at 602-277-5369. That's 602-277-5369. And now, here they are, Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers.
Welcome back to The Real Estate Show, every Thursday morning at 11, right here on Independent Talk, KFNX, and featuring the Elton Brothers, over 35 years combined real estate experience. Thanks for joining us on this 3% in the Rearview Mirror Thursday. Here in the Valley of the Sun, I'm Dave Elton, licensed realtor, Arizona Best Real Estate.
Rick Elton, licensed associate broker, Arizona Best Real Estate.
And we are the Elton Brothers. Numbers to join in, talk to the bros, anything real estate related on the table, 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-5369. Or to chat off the air, our direct line always on 480-451-3318 and our email, EltonBrothers@Cox.net. We got another nonstop hour. Scintillating radio rushing your way. A look at the latest real estate numbers, plus the 10-year has blown through 3%. What does that mean for buyers and sellers? Then in our loan segment, interest rates on the rise. Deanne's going to tell us how you can take advantage. bottom of the hour, we got some home staging tips, plus some new listings, investment opportunities, and down the stretch, a special probate estate sale, deals of the week, much more. But first, what's on your mind, bro?
What's going on, everybody? I don't know. Nobody can see me. Nobody can hear me. Well, hopefully a lot of people can hear out there. So it's going to be beautiful the next couple of weeks. 90 degrees, right? Not going to break 100.
We might. We might, rabbits. We might.
You might, rabbits. You might.
But where are you going with that?
I don't know. You remember Bugs Bunny? You remember that? You remember that episode of Bugs Bunny?
Yeah.
Which one?
You might, rabbit.
Oh, yeah.
Would I?
So I'm just getting going here. Been running around, rushing around.
Trying to catch your breath.
Trying to catch my breath. And then all of a sudden now we have to talk on the radio. So here's, but I want to get to something first. People buy homes. People are buying houses left and right now. It is a very busy time. And then what happens after the negotiations, you then start your inspection period. You get your termites. You get your home inspection. You get mold. You get air conditioning. You get plumbing, roofing, all the above. Guess what people fail to do most of the time? Look over the fence to their neighbors.
Oh, key.
Oh, my God. Yesterday, went and showed a buyer a house. Nice area. Nice area. 12th Street, Butler, you know. What would you call that? You'd call that North Central Light.
Yeah. I think that's a pretty good.
Right.
Sunny Slope.
Not quite.
Right.
Well, kind of. Anyway, so I go to this house. It's a complete remodel. Right. I mean, new cabinets, new counters, new flooring, new plumbing, new AC. The guy spent probably $70,000-$80,000 remodeling this house. My buyer walks in, loves it. Loves it. Oh my God, this is perfect. It's got a good curb appeal. Everything looks good. Kind of, you know, we go in the backyard and I'm like, something smells. Something's weird. Let's do our normal due diligence and check over the wall. See what's going on. Go on my Facebook, Rick Elton. You'll see the next door neighbor is a hoarder. Had 500 toilets, 600 weed eaters, cans of paint. I can't tell you how crazy.
Stacks of stuff.
Just jars full of liquid that was off color.
Liquid, quote unquote.
Deal killer. Deal killer. Something like that living next to you is worse than living, you know, under power lines. Something crazy.
You're buying the neighborhood.
You're buying neighbors. You're buying what's around you. You're buying within a circumference.
I have a question for you. Now, would an HOA have any involvement in a scenario such as that?
Normally, yes. This is not a non-HOA.
Okay.
And also, the police will have something to do with this.
But if everything is below the fence line, and everything's legal substance back there.
Oh, if it's not like a giant tree hanging over
the property or something. Yeah, if it's not sticking up, then HOA isn't going to do anything.
But you can count it as a health hazard because you can count it as a fire hazard. You can count it as many things that you can call the city of Phoenix and just say, I believe there's a hazard at this particular property and I'll send you some pictures. I believe that there is a fire hazard. It smells. It is a nuisance. It is impeding my quality of life. And my quiet enjoyment.
Oh, you can complain.
Yeah. Anyway, we were ready to write an offer on this house yesterday. And the guy looked over the fence. And then we looked over the other fence. And then we looked over the other fence. When you look at the front yard of this property, it's pristine.
You mean the neighbor's front
yard? The neighbor's front yard, the hoarder. Yeah, I've run into a couple of hoarders now.
Yeah.
Last week when I had my moving van issue. Hoarder. Closet hoarder. This guy's a card-carrying hoarder. There's a difference. Certified schooling hoarder.
You know, I was showing a property a couple weeks ago in Cave Creek. And the agent actually said, now I have to do what my client wants me to do. So I'm telling you this. He doesn't want you looking over the fence. The neighbor is complaining that people are looking over the fence and invading his privacy.
Why?
I said, well, you're going to have a very difficult time selling this property.
Can you imagine?
If people can't look over and see what they're buying next to.
Moral of the story, you got to really look over all the fences, go around. If you can, talk to neighbors, knock on doors, get people out of their house, say, hey, my name's Joe. I'm going to buy this house down the street. Can you tell me anything that's going on? Then look over your immediate. Now, I know you can't pick your neighbors. You can pick your nose, but you can't pick your neighbors. Isn't that a saying?
It is now.
You can't pick your neighbors. These people could move out the next day and you'd have something worse in there. So I'm just talking about the immediate neighbor. Hoarders are a problem. This particular problem, I'm telling you, and no exaggeration, 100 empty, broken toilets, gas cans, paint cans, liquids. So anyway, moving on, definitely do your due diligence. And
that's
part
the
of
word.
It,
that's the takeaway.
Part of it, due diligence, period, is to look over fences, kick tires, kick lumber, turn over rocks. Anyway.
We're entering into a very interesting time. The 10-year note, which we talk about a lot, and we're going to talk about a lot in the next segment with Deanne. But the 10-year now is over 3.1, which is the highest it's been since December of 2013. Me going back on my little chart that I pulled for today.
I thought it was 2011. 2013?
That's the last time it hit the 3.1.
And that was kind of a nutty time back in 2013, right? Interest rates were up. The market was on fire. 2011.
It was a rebound. There was a rebound. And then they all corrected back. That's when we kind of thought, oh, we're not going to see those lows again. And then the market actually came back and tested 2.75.
Deanne's going to talk about rates in a minute, but this is one of the reasons. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm just going to say, so now the temperature literally and figuratively is changing just a little bit because now we have interest rates that are creeping higher. We also have the notoriously slower time of year in that it's graduation.
School's out.
School's getting out. People are jumping on airplanes, going on vacation. What does it all mean for buyers and sellers? Well, Deanne's going to give us her take next. On The Real Estate Show, featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
People offer a lot of financial advice these days, but the best tip is start with someone you know, like your local Allstate agent. Because the same person you count on to protect the here and now can also help you build a solid plan for your financial future. Or a plan that includes life insurance to help protect your family down the road. A good plan and a good life starts with someone you trust.
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Hi, Rick and Dave here.
The Elton Brothers on KFNX.
Have you ever pulled in front of a listing, can't get a hold of anyone, and just wanted more info and photos?
That's so annoying.
Well, we have an app for you.
Simply text Elton to 32323.
It's completely free and downloads right to your mobile device.
So any real estate sign across the valley.
Text Elton to 32323 and get all the MLS info right to your phone.
Immediately.
The Elton Brothers, putting real estate in the palm of your hand.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728. and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728. NMLS 203518. This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick, the Elton Brothers, is brought to you by Deanne Reisner, NMLS 203518, with Suburban Mortgage, BK10123. With 20 years of experience, Deanne has the right loan for you. Give Deanne a call today at 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728.
Everybody need a home. Welcome back
to The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, licensed agents slash brothers with Arizona Best Real Estate. You can call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. If you have a financing question or a refinancing question, Deanne Reisner, direct line at Suburban Mortgage. 602-606-6728. That's 602-606-6728. Over 25 years in the mortgage industry. One of the best in town at what she does. Just ask all the realtors who will not do a deal unless their client's loan has first been deamortized. Deanne Reisner, welcome to the show.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Rick.
Hey, Deanne. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, good. Dave and I were just talking about this crazy 10-year.
Oh, I know.
Man, is it really trickling down to rates? I know we're going to get into rates in a minute, but...
Oh, absolutely.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yep. Absolutely it is.
So, Deanne, so...
Not in a good way.
Not in a... Well, yeah, right, exactly. Well, we've been talking about it for years now, and it's finally here. We finally have the interest rate trend on the rise.
Right.
Broke through 3. So, but every action has a reaction. And so... There might be some opportunity out there. What are you seeing on the loan side a little bit that maybe could help buyers?
Well, I would just say what can help them is with the rates going up, the buyer pool seems to be going down a little bit. People are still in sticker shock. You know, we got out of the 3s and then we just kind of breezed right on through the 4s and now we're looking into the 5s. And I think people are still, we're back at that, well, maybe they'll come back down stage once people got used to the 4s just because we simply went over it so quickly. So for the people that are serious about buying, historically rates are still good. That means that, you know, they may have more to choose from. With the rising rates, I'm seeing now a little bit more seller concessions, not all of them, but maybe at least meeting a little ways instead of saying absolutely no way. So that can be a little bit of an advantage.
Well, I think actually let's talk about concessions because
yes.
I am seeing concessions, you know, depending on the deal. We have a VA deal going right now where, 3%, we gave back 3% toward closing costs. So that is a nice concession. That's cash saved that somebody doesn't have to come up with. And those kinds of deals, especially given the seasonality of May, school getting out, graduation, people going on trips, there might be a little bit of softness in the market for a buyer to come in and maybe make a better deal.
Right, right. And we like to refer to it as concessions in our business, but really what it is money to go towards closing costs, your prepaids, like your taxes, insurance, all of that. And I'm not seeing 3%. Historically, we don't need that much, just depending on the sales price. You know, if you are going to buy a condo at $150,000, obviously $4,500 is 3%. But if you're buying a $300,000 property, you know, there should be no reason whatsoever that you should need $9,000 in cost.
Sure. This was a VA deal, and we were in the middle in there. We were at the 230 range. So
right. Right. So, yeah, I mean, they'll probably use whatever's left over to buy down the interest rate.
There you go. And so
yep.
It's kind of a full circle. If you can get some concessions, they might be able to go back toward getting you that better rate that you don't have right now. Maybe you can buy down a quarter point.
Right, exactly. And right now, you know, it's kind of weird right now. You know, to give you an idea, today the FHA par rate, when we say par, with no points, is 5%. But if you wanted to pay 3/8 of a discount point today, you could get 4 3/4. So my advice would be, by all means, I would pay the 3/4 of a discount. So in other words, for people to understand that, let's say on $100,000, I'm sorry, not 3/4, 3/8 today. So it would cost you $375 to save a quarter on your interest rate over a 30-year term. Makes sense. So, you know, a while back when rates were so very low, it didn't make sense. It would cost you almost a full point, $1,000, to get maybe an eighth on the interest rate.
Okay, the other side of that is, if you knew you were going to be in the house, say, 3 years or 3 to 5 years, more shorter term, you could actually go for a higher rate and get a lender credit toward costs.
Absolutely, absolutely. Each situation is different. That's always the first thing I ask people. You know, how long do you think you're going to be here? Of course, people always think they're going to be there forever, or they'll say, if they know for sure, like somebody that's active military, and they know they're only here for 3 years, well, that's a safe bet. They know in 3 years they're going. But you always want to add a little bit of time onto that, because time flies, and typically people might be there 5 to 7 years seems to be the average.
Also, the other product that maybe if somebody's not going to be in the house that long, they could do 5 and 7 year ARMs, right? Aren't they back? Do they make sense?
No. Because I'll tell you what, I had a lady that wanted me to price one out for her the other day. I looked at all of our investors. Then I even reached out to some brokers because we have broker capability. And I will tell you what, it was going to cost some points to save an eighth from the 30-year rate. So it made absolutely no sense to do the adjustables because there's very little difference in the interest rate.
Yeah. The interesting thing, so let's just say 5%, which is where you're saying FHA is now.
Right.
You know, the difference in the monthly between the 4 3/4, which is kind of actually hasn't even been at 4 3/4 for a while. It's been at 4 7/8. But 4 3/4 to 5, I mean, typically on a typical loan size, we're talking $25-$30 a month?
It depends on the loan size. It can be, you know, on the lower loan amounts, yeah, it might be $30 a month, but you start getting into like a $300,000 price range, could be $50 a month.
Sure. FHA.
The recovery period is kind of short.
People are just wiggy psychology. I mean, they don't want to pay over 5% on interest right now, but they'll pay 4 7/8, 4.99, but they won't pay 5.
But they're going to get used to 5 real quick.
They're going to get used to 5, and then they're all going to say, yeah, exactly.
And what, you know, somebody like me, I would probably go 5 3/8 and get $2,500 toward my costs or something like that. Whatever you'd have to look at.
Right.
That.
Well, I guess they're only allowing so much. For a while there, you couldn't even do that. You know, they wouldn't sell coupons high enough. So in other words, you couldn't get the rate high enough. The higher the rate would go, actually, the pricing could get worse and worse and worse because the investors weren't sure how quickly, how fast the rates are going up. So they don't want to lose money. So they didn't want people taking a higher interest rate to cover all the closing costs. And then if rates did, for some unknown reason, ease back down, people refinancing out of it, and they're out money. So it's a day-by-day process right now, honestly.
Okay, a couple offshoots of this, Deanne. One.
Yes.
Let's talk about somebody who got into a contract, let's say with a new build, months ago.
Yes. Right.
And months ago, rates were below 4 3/4. And now we're over 5. And they haven't been able to lock. But they bought that house predicated on a monthly payment of rates at that time.
Right.
Thoughts about that?
Well, they're kind of in a pickle because they need to stay in close communication with their loan officer if it's a longer-term closing. Sometimes they'll offer a longer-term lock, maybe with a float-down option. A lot of the investors still aren't to the table with that yet. But here's the problem with that. You know, the builders typically have an ironclad contract. And so if you were comfortable with when rates were at 4%, let's say on a on a government loan or even a conventional loan. And by the time your house is done, you're going to be at 5.5%, depending on your loan size. That could be another couple hundred dollars a month. And you can say, well, I'm not comfortable with it anymore. But that's no reason for me as a lender or the builder's lender to decline your loan, because you may very well still qualify whether you're comfortable with it or not.
I guess it comes down to whether or not your debt to income is now not in an acceptable range. Like, you could get a
right.
denial that way. So it's just something to revisit with your lender.
Oh, you definitely want to stay in contact with them. And no, like right now I have 3 new builds going on. But all of my buyers are aware that they can't lock in. They're all very well qualified. So fortunately to them, that extra $100, $150 a month, they don't care. They want the house. But okay. they went into it with their eyes wide open. So, but you sometimes have your first time home buyer and they don't realize, you know, they haven't been through this process before. So communication is the key.
Give Deanna a call. Okay, so we got a minute if we're lucky.
Yep.
Let's go through VA and investor and conventional real quick.
Okay, VA today, 5% with an APR of 5.346. Total payment $1,722.92 based on a 280 sales price.
$1,723. What's the convention?
Here we go. 20% down, good credit. 5.25 with an APR of 5.364, $1,424.44.
$1,424, 280 purchase price. Not too bad. What about investors?
Investors, 20% down, and you are going to pay a discount point with this one. 5.75 with an APR of 5.911. All in, $1,494.70.
$1,495. Thanks, Deanne.
Thanks, Deanne.
Any questions? You just got to give her a call. Her direct line, 602-606-6728. Coming back, we got some home staging tips. Stay with us on The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
President Trump says nothing has changed on a possible North Korea summit.
We are continuing to negotiate in terms of location. The location, it's to where to meet, how to meet, rooms, everything else. And they've been negotiating like nothing happened. But if you read the newspapers, maybe it won't happen.
The Pentagon today said there had been no discussion about scaling back military exercises with South Korea, which prompted Kim Jong-un to threaten not to attend the summit. On this one-year anniversary of the Mueller probe into Russian meddling, Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the president's opinion hasn't changed.
The president knows that there was no collusion in the campaign, and he has been quite clear about this. It's gone on for over a year. They found no evidence of collusion and still strongly believe that it's a witch hunt.
The National Guard in Hawaii says it may have to evacuate as many as 1,000 residents after another powerful eruption of Kilauea. I'm Mike Moss.
Arizona News Radio, a high school basketball coach facing child pornography charges. Court documents showing Kyle Cummins, who coached basketball and taught social studies at Mesa Mountain View High School, downloaded child porn using a peer-to-peer network. He's on administrative leave. Holiday weekend around the corner, rangers of the Grand Canyon urging caution around wildlife, noting several dangerous recent encounters.
The elk was looking for a snack, and the visitor was trying to shoo an animal away, and they had a physical interaction between the elk and the visitor that resulted in some injury.
Kirby Lynchilowski with the Park Service. Police in Phoenix still searching for a suspect who shot and wounded a man in a wheelchair Wednesday. Sergeant Vince Lewis says the suspect took off, the victim in his 50s, hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Diamondbacks fall again. They lose 8-2 to the Brewers at Chase Field. They go on a road trip now and face the Mets in New York tomorrow. Upper 90s in the desert, low 70s today in the high country. Jeff Scott, Arizona News.
From the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center, the heat wave continues in Metro Phoenix today. Sunny, breezy, 96 today. Clear, warm, and windy tonight, low 65. Sunny, not quite as hot Friday, but still up there, 93 in expected high, 67 Friday night. I'm Alvin Washington from the KFNX Weatherbug Weather Center.
Currently here in Midtown, 91 degrees. Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks. Coming up, we've got a whole lot more from the Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Right here on Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm an extremely average golfer. What I lack in any real skill, I make up for in plaid knickers and ridiculous socks. My wife got me the world's biggest driver, and I've been waiting all week to try it out. So I step up to the tee, take my first full swing of the day, and hit a perfect duck hook over the frontage road and right through your windshield. You yank the wheel and end up OB in a water hazard. And if you have cut rate insurance, you could be out a whole lot of green. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Call me, Steve Fraley, at 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
This segment of The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers is brought to you by Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance. Give Steve a call today for all your insurance needs, 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
We are back. The Real Estate Show featuring Dave and Rick Elton, a.k.a. the Elton Brothers, hanging around the Valley since 1976. Call us direct anytime, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Our email, eltonbrothers, one word, at cox.net. If you've missed any part of the show, being archived on our website, eltonbrothers.com. Listen to past shows, search the MLS, get all the current listings as soon as they hit the market. Nothing to lose, completely free. And it's all at eltonbrothers.com, your one-stop shop for real estate across the valley.
Real estate.
I mean, we say nothing to lose, completely free. But, I mean, the point is that there's a search tool on there that gets the feed directly from the MLS. All you got to do is put in your email. And, you know, you can search the site, search whatever you're looking for.
You know, speaking of searching, inventory is low. That's causing a lot of angst in the market. It's causing buyers. I get this sometimes. I'm working with some buyers right now that things come on the market and they get sold immediately and they don't have a chance to bid on it. If you're a buyer, I cannot impress upon you enough that it is mandatory that you get the mindset, get your loan together, get all of your ducks in a row to be able to go out and purchase a home right now, especially if you're a VA, FHA, because you're competing a lot with 20% down conventional loans and you're competing with cash. Cash buyers seem to be getting a lot of the properties. A lot of people are paying cash because interest rates are higher. But if you are a first-time home buyer and you want to buy a property, say, under $300,000, that market is the strongest market, the most active market, and it is the market that is causing angst amongst first-time home buyers, second-time home buyers. So you got to be ready to go.
On a macro level, I will say, though, as we've been saying throughout the show, if there were a time, and this is more important for you to have your ducks in a row and make sure your loan's approved and you got your lender and everything's all set, you know what you're going to do, but if there were a time, you may have a window of opportunity. The May-June time frame tends to be slower. So you may be able to step in.
The other things that are happening right now are lenders are waiving appraisals. I should have asked Deanne about this. There is more and more.
What do you mean waiving
appraisals? There is more and more appraisal waivers being given to certain buyers in FHA due to the fact that the algorithms by these lenders are saying, okay, this particular property is worth this much, it's going to be worth this much, and we are foregoing the appraisal.
Now, what are you talking about? I've not heard this.
Yeah, in the meeting yesterday. It's a new thing. It's a thing.
Oh, We have a company meeting, which I haven't been to in a long time. Because we're out selling houses.
It's a thing.
It's a thing. That's crazy.
If you're getting qualified, ask your lender if you were to buy in certain areas in the area that you're looking for, if they will do an appraisal waiver. That means that anytime.
Why would a buyer want to do that?
They may or may not want to. It just helps people get properties if they take out the appraisal contingency. That's what I'm saying. That's when the real estate people come in. If a real estate agent runs comps and says, okay, this is the basic value of this property and you want to buy in this area and your lender is willing to forego it, they are saying to you up front, you do not have to get an appraisal on this property. That may help you get this property. And then if the buyer wants the appraisal, you got to get it done within the inspection period, but the loan is not contingent upon getting an appraisal.
Ah, I see. So that enables the people that are doing FHA or VA or whatever the chance to compete if they can waive the appraisal contingency.
That's right.
They can still do an appraisal.
They sure can.
They do it within their inspection period.
It's not contingent anymore because you'd be taking that out because your lender said up front you do not need an appraisal.
So it makes your offer stronger.
Correct.
Theoretically in the mind of the seller.
So the other thing is that inventory is low because look at interest rates right now, 5.25% on a conventional loan. Five is almost 6% on investor loans. And you got almost 5% FHA, 5% VA.
Everything's 5+ across the board for the first time since 7 years.
Many homeowners, many sellers are locked in at between, say, 3.25% and 4%. So they're going to get out, try to find something that they want to move into, but yet they're going to be paying a much higher rate and they are having a hard time separating themselves from these loans that they got on these properties that are in the threes.
So what are you saying? You're saying they're going to want to refinance and not move? Or not refinance, but not move in general?
They're going to want to fix up. Stay here. Stay there. That's one of the reasons why the inventory is so low right now is people are not willing to move because they're not finding what they can for the same money because we have higher rates.
Theorem.
I have theorems. Like right now, I don't know. On my house, I got 3.5% interest rate. If I were to pay a 5% interest rate.
Sticker shock.
How am I going to?
Plus prices have gone up.
Prices have gone up and so what I'd end up doing is moving sideways to down a little bit. If you think about it, that's one of the reasons why inventory is so low. Also, I think that people are now just getting equity in their properties. If they bought in, say, 2005, if they bought in, when the market was skyrocketing, they are now just becoming positive equity. Just about there. If you bought in 05 to 07. Not quite. Almost.
So, in the big picture though, again, you got lots of apartments being built all over town for a reason. People are moving here. We got a lot of growth. So, prices. Prices are trending higher overall.
Because of low inventory.
So it's like, low inventory.
It's still under 17,000 in an active status in MLS. We talk about this, right? And I think a week ago, it got to 16,300. But when the market was at its hottest time.
It was 4,000.
It was 4,000 active status MLS listings. And then when the market crashed, it was 70 some odd thousand. A good market, a good buyer-seller market, I think is anywhere between 22 and 25,000 homes
on MLS.
That's
what it seems to be, yeah.
And we're at 16. That's why we're getting many showings. But if you are a seller, and you're not in a hurry to buy, and you want to capitalize on top dollar, I believe, is now. If you're a seller, low inventory, high rates, people wanting to get in and lock that rate in, because where are rates going? They're not going down. They could. Are they going to 6? I don't know. But
eventually,
if you're a seller or if you're thinking about selling, now is the time. I don't care so much about rates. I care about inventory, supply and demand. That's economics. That's Reichert in Saguaro High School. I'm going back to Saguaro High School. Who was your econ teacher? Do you remember? Mellenthaler?
I don't remember.
That was at Mojave Elementary School. Man.
You're going deep. I'm 55.
All it is supply, demand.
Yeah.
Simple economics. Now's the time. As inventory rise and interest rates rise, we will start to see a slowdown in this market.
Right now, we got this a little bit of a – this could be a little precursor. The summer, graduation, and a pretty significant jump in rates this past week. So, but since you're going to sell your house, Rick, we're talking all about sellers. We got some staging tips. We haven't done these in a while, but there's some interesting ones on this list.
Staging. Some houses need staging. Some houses.
And I'm not talking about staging like bring in furniture. I'm talking about working with what you have mostly. I'm not talking about bringing in accessorizing. I'm talking about working with what you have.
Okay.
And making it look its best.
Go.
So, and I'm going to start with landscaping. Landscaping is the key. You know, it's the first thing we see.
Are you talking about curb appeal?
Curb appeal. But, you know,
first
but
impression.
All of it.
First impression.
You know, if the trees are all dying and there's weeds all over the place, that says a lot about how your house has been taken care of inside and out.
You know what the culprit is? Palm trees. Get those palm trees trimmed.
More than that, I'll tell you what. If you have a palm tree, have you seen, and this is a one-time deal, but skin those palm trees.
Yeah.
They look so much better. They just look so much better. It's not that crazy expensive.
So get your closets. We could do less expensive closet organizers. Open up the doors. Let people see how they could really work with that space in closets. And closets are a big thing.
Well, you know, it's behind closed doors. But if you open the door and you show people, to me, that says a lot about the rest of the house. You're sort of exposing an area that most people throw all the junk in. But this is how neat and organized I am. This is how well I have a pride of ownership.
The biggest thing is clutter. I can't say it enough.
We'll come back and we'll do more of these because there's a lot of good ones. That, we got some probate estate sale deals of the week. Some listings. Stay with us. The Real Estate Show featuring the Elton Brothers. Real estate in the palm of your hand.
These days, we're pinching pennies everywhere we can. On groceries, utilities, even insurance. But get into one car accident and your rates could rise as much as 40% just because of it. Suddenly your affordable insurance isn't. Unless you have Allstate Accident Forgiveness, then the accident won't make your rates go up at all. It's part of your choice auto only from Allstate. Are you in good hands?
Call Steve Fraley at 480-922-8820. 480-922-8820. That's 480-922-8820.
Arrowhead Grill in Glendale and Preston Steakhouse in North Scottsdale are redefining contemporary dining in the Valley. Join their email club and receive Arizona's only authentic 10-ounce prime Delmonico steak, an American culinary classic, and their famous butter cake for free on your birthday. Enjoy an unparalleled dining experience, whether it's an intimate evening for two or a corporate event for 50. Arrowhead Grill and Preston's are locally owned and family operated, serving three generations of heritage in every bite. Log on now to arrowheadgrill.com or prestonscottsdale.com to book your reservations, special occasions, or monthly wine tastings. Don't forget to join the email club to receive free steak and cake on your birthday.
Deanne Reisner of Suburban Mortgage BK10123 will pay for your appraisal. Contact Deanne directly for all your mortgage needs. 602-606-6728. Deanne has over 20 years of experience. She knows which mortgage is right for you. Call now 602-606-6728 and save $400 to $500 on your mortgage costs because Deanne will pay for your appraisal. 602-606-6728.
NMLS 203518.
And now, an ode to the millennial.
Hey, Dad, what's for breakfast?
I'll tell you what's for breakfast. Time for you to get your own kitchen and make your own breakfast in your own home.
How would I do that?
You call the Elton Brothers. Here's their number.
480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net.
Does that mean I don't get breakfast?
I'll get you a home warranty instead from the Elton Brothers.
Thanks, Dad.
EltonBrothers.com with Arizona Best Real Estate.
Cause down the road you find someone else good looking.
Back with the Elton Brothers, Dave and Rick Elton. We're still doing short sales, bank repos, distressed properties, family court appointed special real estate commissioners. When you can't get along with your spouse and you got to sell your house, you bring in
the Elton Brothers.
You name it. We are here to help. Call us direct anytime. 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Email eltonbrothers@cox.net or go on eltonbrothers.com. We're doing some staging tips. We talked about landscaping, talked about clutter, which is, of course, a day one stuff. Just put whatever's up there, just remove 70% of it.
I'll tell you what.
The general rule, maybe 80% of it.
We got some sellers right now that if I could bring everybody that wants to sell their home through the house, they would be, oh my God, I get it. This is what it needs to happen in order to sell your house. Our clients.
And get top dollar. Because that's the goal. We want to get highest and best.
The property we have at Cave Creek and Pinnacle Peak.
Perfect example.
This property is on the market, which I believe we're getting some offers on it. I mean, this property has been on the market a few days, and it is stunning. This seller knows exactly how to show their property. It is clean. It smells great. It's fresh. It looks like a model. And they work with what they have. They didn't go out and buy other things, do other things. They decluttered. They may streamlined it, make the rooms look bigger. I can't tell you enough about this property. And the pictures look fantastic on your end, so that gets a lot of people to the property. But when the property see, when people see property, the pictures, and they get there, the house has to sell itself.
That's right. We can only get you the showings. Now the house has to do the rest.
And sellers, it takes a lot of work to make your property look pristine. The property that we sold on Lundberg that we just closed yesterday, yeah, that was the same type of seller.
Pride of ownership.
Pride of ownership. They know what it takes to sell your house. There's a lot of competition.
All the windows are clean. You know, they're clean. And they talk about, okay, working with what you have. If your house is north-south and it's a little dark, take the screens off. Put them in the garage. They're not going anywhere. Make it look lighter and brighter.
Light, bright.
Simple thing to do.
Declutter, clean, lighting. This property we have on 26th Street, that's for sale for $385. Three bedroom, plus a loft, 2.5 bath, stunning property, pool. They have LED lighting everywhere. In the kitchen, they could do it 10, 15 different colors. In the backyard, kitchen. And it just really accents.
And that's
things.
A bonus. I mean, that is a bonus.
And it's not that expensive. Lighting is key.
I mean, you
for
could
properties.
Go, seriously, if your house is somewhat dark, dark is a killer. Go to Home Goods, buy 10 lamps for $100 and put them around. Put them on tabletops or wherever. Turn them on. Have every light in the house on during a showing.
Tube lighting underneath cabinetry.
Yeah. I mean, that's a bonus too. I'm just saying, in general, making the house lighter and brighter. Very key. I can't, because when somebody comes into out of a showing and they say, a buyer says, it's dark. It's kind of a dark house.
Kind of a dark house.
There's always a way around dark.
You put
enough lights on until it's not dark anymore.
Don't smoke in your house.
Oh, that's a
yeah. House I went into yesterday, beautiful home, smelled like smoke. We walked right back out.
Does $50,000 mean anything to you? Because that's probably about the minimum smoke discount.
Yeah, smoke discount for sure. There are certain things that you can't do anything about, but there are certain things that you can do things about.
Here's
light and bright, dark homes, smelly homes.
Here's an interesting one.
Don't cook salmon the day before you're going to sell your house, or curry.
You know how you have like those awkward areas, like maybe an exposed area under the staircase or...
You talking about flex spaces?
Yeah, just an awkward space. Like show, and something you can do is show how that can be usable space.
Christmas ornaments.
Put a little desk under there or something that, I don't know what. You guys can be creative.
Every time I show property that has a big closet in a weird space, somebody will pipe up. Now I know where my Christmas ornaments go. Christmas ornaments are a thing when it comes to storage. They don't fit in the garage cabinets. You gotta put them somewhere else. The Christmas tree needs its own guest house. Sometimes.
Yep.
But you're right about storage. People sometimes don't know how to use it. What can this be used for?
You know how there's some people out there that just are great users of space. And you don't realize, you know, you only have so much of it, and it and can be very productive, for the house. It doesn't have to sit and be awkward, is my point. Make it usable.
Speaking of our property on Lundberg, our clients.
Yeah.
They're going to come on the show.
Oh, really?
They're brothers. They're our oldest, most devoted listeners of the Elton Brothers show.
Listening 10 years. How many, like six properties we've done with them?
Yeah.
Wow.
Anyway, I'm going to have them on the show. They're going to talk to the people about how to be a seller.
That's total pride of ownership.
Brent and Brian.
It is your most, typically, your most expensive asset. So,
but man,
we just want to do the best we can for you.
They know how to show properties, sell properties. They know how to get top dollar for their properties. And they listen to the Elton Brothers show. Hope you guys are listening.
If you guys are out there and you want to put your home on the market, we'd love to apply for that job. You know, we don't talk about all that much selling ourselves. We hope the show does it for you. We know what we're doing. We've been doing it 35 plus years combined. But give us a call. Love to meet with you. Give you our opinion of value, 480-451-3318. Talk about your home on the show. Do put it on all the great websites, of course, professional photography, drone photography as needed, you name it. We will get your house looked at and shown and sold. All right. You want to do some listings?
Yeah.
And we got not a lot of time. So
all right, real quick. I'm going to tell you again about this property, Pinnacle Peak in Cave Creek. 3 bedrooms, 2.5 baths, model sharp, 2,100 square feet, built in 98, 2.5 car garage, pool, and it is a stunning property for $385.
It's also got a den. I see that on here.
It's got the loft.
It's got the loft.
And it is, loft. I'm telling you, model sharp, pride of ownership. You will not find a property nicer than this for the money.
How about, go ahead.
Scottsdale Road in Shea. 3 bedrooms, 2 bath condo, 2 bedrooms, a 2 car garage. Talk about another owner that knows how to show their properties. Maybe it's us. Maybe we train our sellers. But I'm telling you.
I think she trained us. She taught me a few things. This seller is like a decorator.
My God.
Extraordinaire.
This is a condominium, 2,000 square feet. It's right at Pinnacle. It's right at Shea and Scottsdale Road.
Pretty much the bullseye of Scottsdale.
3 beds, 2 baths, 3 balconies. Stunning property for $470,000. Aviano. This is 7 bedrooms, 6.5 bathrooms, 7,350 square feet, built in 05. It is the largest Mirador model built in Aviano. Basement, game rooms, bedrooms galore, living space galore, beautiful pool, spa. 7,350 square feet for $1,279,000. Can't beat it.
So we had some multifamily last week's show. We have both of those are now under contract. But if you're out there looking for multifamily, we can help you find it. You know, give us a call, 480-451-3318. If you're an investor looking for any type of investment, could be medical, could be commercial office, you know, residential income. We work with all different types of investors, and we've got deals going on across town and even in some other states. So if you're interested in that, give us a call.
I want to tell you about this other listing we have on Cactus. Cactus and 100 Street, 7,230 square feet, 2 acres. This is that landmark property on the corner. It's listed at $1,085,000. It's one level, 7,300 square feet. Approximately 10 bedrooms, could be the perfect assisted living property, could be the perfect Airbnb. We got the owner user. We got the work from home type person, workshop type person. This has a guest house, 2 full kitchens, 10 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, pool, horse property.
4 car garage.
4 car garage, one level for $1,850,000.
And it's looking for that perfect right fit. This is one of those properties when the buyer finds it, it's a one of a kind. And also we have some land. Corner of 111th Avenue and Olive. Zone C2, 7 acres, almost plus minus 7 acres for $1.296 million in Peoria. This could be the perfect Walgreens. It could be a bank. It could be a gas station. It could be a restaurant. It could be multifamily. It's right on the border of Sun City and Peoria. Great exposure. Great corner. If you're interested in that, give us a call. 480-451-3318.
Sorry, I'm chomping at the bit.
Yeah, what do we got?
Guess where I'm taking a listing today.
Let us know.
Sun City West.
It's a big town.
Sun City West. Cortabella.
Cortabella.
Cortabella. Gated community. Built in the last 10 years. Golf. Clubhouse.
Do we have a price on this beautiful spec?
I think it's going to be about $480.
How about this?
2785 square feet. 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath with a pool. Backs to open area. Single level. Cortabella. Guard gated community.
How about new listing in Mesa? Coming on the market this weekend. 235, 1300 square feet, 3-bedroom, 2-bath, gated community with a pool. The HOAs are only $80 a month. If you are interested in that, great price point, high demand price point, give us a call. All right. Some probate deals of the week. These are all have to go through some probate. So sometimes you have heirs in control. They just want to get rid of a property. You never know which one, but, we have some. How about this one in 40th place?
Quick.
Just reduced from $1.2 million to $995,000. 3-bedroom, 2.5 bath. Casita acreage, 2,400 square feet for $995,000.
How about Scottsdale? This one's 2,500 square feet, $539,000, reduced to $489,000, subject to probate approval.
There you go. I want to thank our special guest, Deanne Reisner, Suburban Mortgage, other incredible sponsors, Steve Fraley, Allstate Insurance, Preston's Steakhouse, Arrowhead Grill, our man behind the glass, Chet, a big real estate show. Thank you. Every one of our listeners, remember, if you have a home to sell, we've got flexible fees, radio show, 35 plus years combined experience. Set your listing appointment today. Give us a call, 480-451-3318. That's 480-451-3318. Or email eltonbrothers@cox.net. Begin your search for the perfect home, eltonbrothers.com. See you next Thursday at 11, right here on The Real Estate Show, featuring Elton Brothers, real estate in the palm of your hand.
You're listening to Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX, Cave Creek, Phoenix, a division of Premier Radio Stations, the home of Laura Ingraham, weekdays 6 to 9 a.m., KFNX News Time. It's 12 o'clock.
Not sure.